This is Morning Edition. The partial government shutdown is in its third week. Thousands of workers are affected in North Carolina. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge says some furloughed workers from the Environmental Protection Agency are keeping busy as volunteers.
One day, out-of-work EPA workers did light housework at the Ronald McDonald House. Another day, you could find them wrapping bundles of diapers at the diaper bank. I caught up with some EPA workers in Durham at the Food Bank of Eastern and Central North Carolina.
The food bank has told us these are going to children who don't have enough over the weekend.
Allison Davis has worked for the EPA 19 years, most of that time in Research Triangle Park. For now, she's bagging soup, fruit cups, and cereal.
And this allows us to continue public service while we're shut down. It also just, you know, gives us a place to go and to be every day.
Davis and many of her co-workers remember the 2013 government shutdown. They volunteered then as well. Brett Gant was hired to work at the EPA 1 month before the 2013 shutdown.
Yeah, I think that a lot of us are kind of a little bit nervous about what the future is going to hold and how long this is going to last, because not everybody can weather a very long shutdown that we may be having.
Tiffany Purifoy has worked at the EPA the past 4 years. She says the first thing she did after being furloughed was pay all her bills. Then she decided to give back.
I usually do the donations because of the busy life, you know, that I live. But to finally have the time to actually do the hands-on part is really fulfilling.
Just over 7,000 workers across North Carolina are affected by the government shutdown, but many of them are not able to volunteer. For example, TSA workers at the Raleigh-Durham International Airport and officers at the Butner Federal Correctional Complex have to report to work but don't get paid. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.